I'd like to talk about trust. One of my favorite poems or teachings is a very long piece called the Verses on Faith Mind. And if you find that you need the French translation more than you thought, feel free to just migrate towards another way to think of the title of the poem is verses. It has a feeling of a song, even more than a poem. And faith mind could be a deeper experience of mind where there is trust. Where there is trust. And it's not that I mean trust in something or someone. And so it may not be the right word, but I haven't found another word. One aspect of the experience of trust is that our habitual alarm system is calmed. And it's an experience, it could be that none of us have ever had, that the alarm system is calmed. But it's possible as a human being to unravel, to untangle the many complicated ways that we get our buttons pushed. It's possible with long years of not giving up and continually listening for what's true and helpful and being willing to follow that lead. It's actually possible for there to be a kind of happiness, a lightness of being, no matter what happens, no matter how imperfect we are, no matter how not ideal our situations are. And so it's partly just to encourage ourselves, after all the preparation of finally coming to this retreat, and no matter how much we tried not to have expectations, we did. And now we can feel those expectations in the disappointment, frustration, excitement. When the expectation doesn't match or does match. And so one of the longest, hardest kind of roads to travel is the longest, hardest roads that we travel. We can travel, is that we can find ourselves in a hard situation and not find that anything is wrong. It can be hard. You're not finding your expert self or perfection. But that it's not worth blaming yourself and even the other. even when someone does something wrong. We can start to open our mind to actually feel and experience how impersonal the situation is, how events shaped that person to act that way according to that program. And they have not come across enough love or other ways of calming the alarm system to emerge out of their programming.
Enough love.
Or other ways of calming the alarm system. To come out of their programming. Or we have not nestled up, rubbed up against enough love or other ways of calming the programming, calming the alarm system. To find our alertness in response to freshness. Fraîcheur. And by freshness, I mean partly that things are unpredictable. That things are not under control. That things don't go the way we want. But sometimes they do. For now, when I say programming or reactivity, our alertness is reaction. Our alertness is a kind of low-level panic that we're used to living in. We're so used to it that it's hard to notice.